insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
بَلْ كَذَّبُوا بِالسَّاعَةِ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِمَنْ كَذَّبَ بِالسَّاعَةِ سَعِيرًا
But they have denied the hour, and we have prepared for those who deny the hour a blaze.
So, as you have been previously with us, dear listeners, in the 9th and 10th verses of this chapter, the Almighty Allah talked about the bounties awaiting the apostle. And these verses somehow answered the previous pretext, false beliefs of the unbelievers. Now, in this verse, the 11th verse, the Almighty Allah somehow mentions the reason, of course, one of the main important reasons why they did such. بَلْ كَذَّبُوا بِالسَّاعَةِ But they deny the hour of resurrection. وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِمَنْ كَذَّبَ بِالسَّاعَةِ سَعِيرًا And we have prepared a blazing fire for him who denies the hour. Let us have a look at the word سَعِير. أَعْتَدْنَا لِمَنْ كَذَّبَ بِالسَّاعَةِ سَعِيرًا A blazing fire translated here. This Arabic word Sa'ir means a burning and a blaze fire. The source of pagans' pretexts, most of the time, is because of their disbelief in hereafter. Now, to continue the Quranic discussion of pagans' deviation from monotheism and prophethood, which was in the previous verses, this noble verse talks about another part of their deviations from the view of the issue of resurrection. In fact, with the statement of this part, it becomes somehow clear that the pagans were utterly shaky and deviated in all principles of religion. They did not believe in monotheism, they did not believe in prophethood, and they denied resurrection.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد
الجواد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
Now, two of these points were mentioned in the former verses, and now we turn to the third one. This verse says, بَلْ كَذَّبُوا بِالسَّعَةِ, but they denied the hour of resurrection. By mentioning the Arabic word bel in the beginning of the verse, this verse somehow implies that what they say about monotheism and prophethood is just some pretext that originate from the denial of resurrection. Because if you believe in such a great court, if you believe that divine reward and punishment system is true, you would neither boldly ridicule the truths, nor you would reject a prophet's call for elusive reasons. And most important of all, you wouldn't bow down before the idols that have been created by the human beings themselves. But here, the Holy Quran has not given them any argumentative answer, because they were not men of reason and argument. They had closed their eyes and ears. They have been headstrong. So the Holy Quran warns them. The Holy Quran threatens them severely and harshly, and somehow illustrates their gloomy and painful future in hereafter. Sometimes it seems this logic is more effective for such people. So it's not such that you will find always these logical arguments useful for all kinds of people. Sometimes the people don't want to hear the truth. They are intentionally deviating their paths from the path of hearing reason and argument. So in this case, it's time for warning and threatening. The Holy Quran continues saying, وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِمَنْ كَذَّبَ بِالسَّاعَةِ سَعِيرًا, and we have prepared a blazing fire for him who denies the hour. By this verse, it becomes clear that most of the time when you do not see the people following the orders of the Almighty Allah, when you do not see the people hearing the truth and intentionally deviating their paths from logic and argument, this can be the main reason: denial of the hour of resurrection. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.